Coming to you live from Encyclopedia's broadcast studio, this is Incinerate Him for Unnews. Kakariko Village, Hyrule. A 17-year-old Hylian was arrested Friday for an alleged string of crimes including breaking and entering, property damage, and theft. Countless dozens of valuable handcrafted clay jars have been smashed in over 20 homes and businesses across Hyrule in the last month. Hundreds of rupees, once stored inside of them, have also been stolen. "I couldn't fucking believe it," claimed Donna Puccio, a Kakariko Village resident. "He just walked in, smashed the jar, took our rupee saving inside, and split. That jar was an heirloom that had been my family for over 10 generations." The suspect, alleged to have committed these crimes, a 17-year-old male who goes by the name of Link, had become more notable to residents in recent weeks. David Morris, a royal guard, noticed him a number of times in Castletown.
"He just kept prancing around in that green dress that those tree kids wear, throwing cuckoos at children, rudely interrupting strangers to talk to them. Seriously, what kind of asshole dresses like that?"
His notability is what ultimately led to suspicion. Friday morning, the old man had enough. "When he first came into town, I tried to be generous to help him by giving him a wooden sword," he said. "And then he came around and started breaking my jaws and stealing my money, but I gave him a second chance because everyone gets a little anxious in a new place." The old man made clear how he felt the second time. "This little prick walked into my house and I decided enough is enough. The people of this town aren't taking any more of this shit. I got a few fireballs at him, and that was enough to keep him stunned until the cops showed up." Link was in handcuffs within minutes of the incident. Link was arraigned Friday afternoon on charges of breaking and entering, property damage, and theft. The suspect pleaded not guilty, and a trial date has not yet been assigned. This has been Incinerate Him for Unnews. Good day.